The question was asked, how does a prophet know that they're receiving prophecy? The question really can be divided into a few different questions. Let's begin by understanding how a prophet prepares for prophecy. We have two types, or we have multiple types of prophecy. There's prophecy where, on a one-time basis, Hashem appears and tells someone, this is what I want from you. So Pharaoh has a prophetic vision where Hashem tells him, I want you to release Abraham's wife. And same thing with Abimelech, and same thing with Lavan. Those are exceptional prophecies. In those prophecies, the person was sleeping, they had a dream. When they woke up, it was vividly clear that God had sent them a message. And that's different than the usual prophecy. That's one type of vision that a person can have. Then there's a prophetic vision where Hashem speaks to a person and tells him, here's what I want you to do. And again, historically, from Adam to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the type of prophecies we find, where the prophet is being given information. You don't find that Adam was told to go tell someone something. Sometimes Hashem gives the prophet the information, and then based on that information, they're supposed to do something. Noah is told in 120 years there's going to be a flood. Noah is supposed to tell the people, repent, because I understood from God there's going to be a flood. But it's not that God sent him to tell them, here, I told you that. So a prophet prepares himself. As Rambam explains, a prophet can spend a long time perfecting his traits and spend the rest of his life in anticipation to attain prophecy and never get it. And that's what's called Bnei Hanaviim, the students of the prophets, or Mitnabiim, people who prepared themselves for prophecy. And sometimes they got it, and sometimes they didn't. It's like in our days, we would compare it to someone that has a transistor radio on an island. So you've turned it on, and you have batteries, and you're on the right channel, but if no one's transmitting to you, you got nothing. So you could be prepared to receive. Everything's working right, but you got no reception, right? So the prophet can prepare to receive, and Hashem's not talking to him. Rambam writes, now, how does a prophet get prophecy? So Rambam explains, Maimonides explains, that a prophet sees a vision, and it's crystal clear to him that it's a prophetic vision. And it's also crystal clear to him what the vision means. And then he uses his own words to tell it over. Notice the difference. The vision isn't his. The interpretation is not his. The wording is his, other than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem told him each word to say. Each word in Torah is Hashem speaking. Every other prophet, Hashem's message, but in the prophet's words. That's a big difference. So, Rambam says, if we look at the Akedah, when Abraham bound Isaac, so at the end of the Akedah, Avram says a bunch of things. He says, based on this mountain, people will know that God can be seen. Behar Hashem Yireh. He names the mountain Yireh, will be seen. And he says, from this mountain, God will be seen. What does that mean? So Rambam says, what it means is that when we speak about prophecy, we could wonder, maybe it's a bad dream. It's a legitimate question. How do you know it's prophetic? So I never had prophecy, I don't think. So I wouldn't know the answer to that question, right? But the Midrash says that when Avram was on the way to bind Yitzchak, so Satan, the angel who's the troublemaker in heaven, he came and said to Avram, don't you think you've gone a little mad? Don't you think you've lost it a little bit? Question yourself for a minute. What are you doing? And Avram chased him away. And then he came in the form of a young man, and he went to Yitzchak, and he says, why are you going along with this? Look at the old man. He's flipped out. He always used to tell people, don't sacrifice your children for pagan gods, and now you're going to go along with this? Let him sacrifice you? So the Midrash sharpens the point, but even without the Midrash, we would have to ask, how could Avram go ahead with this? Hashem gave him 3 days, as Rav Kook writes, Hashem gave him 3 days so that he'd think about it. If it would have happened quickly, then Avram would have been overtaken. You know, he got to make a decision now. He's doing it. But Hashem didn't do that. Hashem told him, start walking. He has a journey of 3 days with Yitzchak, with Yishmael, with Eliezer. He has time to think it over. And he does it. And Yitzchak does it. And so the Rambam explains that one of the things that the Akedah teaches us is that when a prophet sees a prophetic vision, it is 100% clear to the prophet that this is Hashem talking and this is what they want. This is what Hashem wants. Because if there were any room to question that, then Avram would have no right to take Yitzchak, because then who says this is right? So the Rambam says, on the contrary, the Akedah proves to us that the prophet has crystal clarity when they do the when they see the prophetic vision, when they interpret the prophetic vision, those things are clear to them. Now you'll ask me how? I don't know how. I would add that a prophetic vision is not like seeing something else. Meaning, you don't see a prophetic vision with your eye; you see it with your soul. So everyone else could stand around here and see nothing. And the person will see it. So there are things that our neshama sees, and then we digest. And then there are things our eyes see. The Talmud says, sometimes you could be standing in a place, and you're suddenly scared. And no one else is. And the Talmud says, yeah, even though you don't see what the danger is, your soul senses there's a danger lurking, and pay attention to it, the Talmud says. Take a few steps back and pay attention to it. So there are things a person's soul senses. Prophecy is something that's seen by the soul. That's what the Rambam writes. You don't see it with the naked eye. What components of the mind does prophecy use, if any? That's a discussion among the commentaries. That's a big machlokas. How to understand whether prophetic vision involves any usage of imagination or none whatsoever. Is there any imagination involved? If it's all Hashem talking, do I use any part of my imagination, or it's all Hashem talking? So that's a discussion among the commentaries. I'm using the term imagination for lack of a better word. The Rishonim used the term koach hamedame, the capacity within the human mind to imagine. It's a little different than imagination. I mean, the capacity to imagine, do you use that in a prophetic vision or not? That's a big argument, whether yes or no. But at any rate, coming back to the main point, the Rambam says it's crystal clear to the prophet, and that's one of the lessons of that Akedah.